Hi guys, and happy Halloween. I know it's been another 6 months since the last episode, which was episode 14 that came out in April, and then before that, the previous episode didn't come out until like last October. But here I am. Welcome to It's My OTP podcast, hosted by me, Olga. Hey guys, so I know it's been a really long minute since I last posted, and I had gotten super busy back in 2021. I started the double jobs in February-ish, March, then got overtime at one of them, and worked my butt off, like almost 70 hours a week. Yes, I'm a workaholic and probably a little crazy, but kind of good news, bad news, I don't know, but working so much took a really toll on me, and I, so much emotions happened, so many stuff happens, and you know, life throws so many things at you at one point, and you, through all the circumstances, I went from 70 hours to 60 hours, and then one of my jobs started closing regular hours, and then it got to the point where I wasn't really sleeping well. It took a long toll on my mental health, on my health in general, and to say, it was a hard choice back in, like, end of August, beginning of September of this year, but I actually left the job with the less hours, which was my part-time one, higher pay but part-time, and I had been working there for 8 years, and then in September I actually like decided to leave, and I thought that was best for my mental health. And so now it's been over a month now that I'm just working one job. I luckily have overtime in the morning one, and I'm able to like kind of just float by. And I thought I'd get back into the artistic things that I wanted to do when COVID first started. I wanted to paint, I wanted to do the cups, I wanted to make my own stickers. I ended up buying an iPad last year, one of the newer ones, to draw for that purpose, but then I didn't have the time. But now now we're back at square one, which I'm trying to make time for that. And then now obviously I'm trying to make the time for the podcast, because it's something that I really enjoyed, and I was really happy, like, to know that some people were listening, and some people who, like, joined us not that long ago have listened. So I'm really, really, really grateful for all those who have stuck by and have waited patiently. I did upload on Instagram and Facebook, where I said, I was like, oh, it's October, I'm going to publish an episode. And so this is where we are. As for the stories, I haven't quite enough, like, decided which ones, but I was leaning more on the haiku thing, or haiku again, and you're probably gonna hear a plane right now. Ooh, there's noises. But yes, I am going with haiku. Okay, so the first story I found of haiku, I actually didn't find much. And so I think first part of the episode, it's going to be haiku, and then I think second part will probably be something else. I somehow have a mosquito in my room for like the past couple of days, and it's been biting me, and it's not dead, so it's still around, and it pops up from time to time. It's like popped in front of me, like in front of my iPad when I was trying to record, and then I started to re-record, and then it was on, like, my right side, and I'm just, like, trying to kill it, but this, just a warning, it might be a little choppy, but we'll work with what we have. So, this one is called Recreation by Kido Senpai. It says, short story set in a world where haiku characters are children of the Greek gods. So it's K+, it's in English, it's tagged as humor fantasy, it's 1K, It was published in July 1st, 2020. Chapter 1 of Prophecies and Truth. This is 1 out of question mark. So I guess they meant to write more? I don't know. This is my first time reading it, and it's your first time listening to it, so we're all in for a ride, I hope. It says, Nishinoya Yu is a son of Apollo. This was supposed to be a good thing, with Apollo being the god of good looks and all nice and bright things. Except, Noya only managed to bag the prophecies and oraculous tendencies side of his father. Yes, he can see the future. Again, this was supposed to be a good thing. Except, he never really understands the visions he sees. And as if to seal the deal, he always gets this urge to utter words that don't make sense, all oracle-like, as soon as the vision is complete. If he had to describe it, he would call it dreaming. If dreaming happened with your eyes wide open in the middle of the day, while one is busy chugging down his lunch. Come to think of it, it's been a while since the last time Noya saw a vision, he almost forgot what it felt like. And with his rotten luck, the mere thought of that already jinxed his recently peaceful life. Images immediately flooded Nishinoya's mind. A vision was unfolding. Of course, he just had to wonder why it's been quiet lately. Damn, there goes his lunch. To the bypassers, Noya looked like he had just sniffed an entire packet of ambrosia. The spoon he was holding found its way to the floor, his entire body frozen in place, his unblinking eyes losing its color by the second, dilated pupils and half-open mouth. Being the loud and boisterous character that he is, Nishinoya Yu had already made a name for himself. Practically everyone in the demigod school knew about him and his Apollo-ish antics. Thus, no one really showed any concern with the things that are unfolding in the middle of the cafeteria. If anything, everyone is just anticipating the words that will come after the vision. And then there's a line. So we're changing characters. Asahi Yasumane, however, found the whole thing uncomfortable. Seeing the always animated Nishinoya suddenly stay so still didn't sit right with him. Not that he really knew the man, of course. He just watched him. No, saw him all the time. It's like no matter where he went, his eyes would always find the flamboyant being that is Nishinoya Yu. Really, it was impossible not to notice him. His thunderous character makes up for all the height that he's missing. But before he could laugh at himself, the subject of his thoughts suddenly gasped, taking a huge lump of air. Colors slowly returned to Nishinoya's body as he breathed heavily, wiping the small amount of saliva that had gathered at the corner of his mouth. Let's see. So, pretty interesting. Okay, so we know that Nishinoya is having a vision, and Asahi is watching him. Asahi was just about to reach out and offer his assistance when Noya suddenly sat up straight and spoke in a distant and ominous voice that almost sounded like it wasn't his. Bare digits on the brown locks will assure your descent to the abyss that is him. Silence. Not one soul moved within the four walls of the school cafeteria. And we go change characters again. Nishinoya has had it with the visions. They always drain the life out of him. And to top it all off, he always wakes up to find strangers staring at him, like he just threatened everyone's families. All right, show's over, folks, he said out loud, slowly clapping his hands. You can all head back home and write about it in your diaries. People started moving. A few others even threw him an apologetic look. He rolled his eyes. A hand landed on his shoulder. What was that, Noya-san? It was a very familiar voice, so familiar he almost grew tired of it. Nishinoya turned around Nishinoya turned just enough to see the bouncing orange hair. What was what? I mean, that prophecy sounded more like a warning for you alone, don't you think so? Hinata Shoyo. God, why did I say so? Shoyo. Hinata Shoyo was also a son of Apollo. In short, he's Noya's younger brother. And as if it wasn't insulting enough that his younger brother was taller than him, albeit only a few centimeters, Hinata also represented Apollo better than him. With Hinata being very much like the embodiment of the sun in all bright and nice things. But he adored him nonetheless, and he was right. Lines. Noya started to get up from his seat as he tried to recall his vision. When he did, fear crept upon him. With his eyes wide in realization, he took retreating steps as thoughts poured in and out of his head. What the actual? Did I really just have a vision about the second coming? No way. But I swear, I saw the Japanese Jesus in that vision. Holy shit. Is the world ending and I'm the first one to know? No way. No, I will not accept this vision. Nishinoya tried to remember the oraculous words that he uttered right after his vision, but failed. What does it mean? What the hell does it mean? Why was the Japanese Jesus there? And worse, why was he naked on top of me, making erotic faces? He barely noticed that he bumped into someone until he felt a strong grip on his shoulder and what felt like pectorals made of stones behind him. What the fuck, guys? Was that descriptive? I don't want to offend anybody. Japanese Jesus, we all kind of get that joke, right? Okay. Continuing. Are you okay? Noya looked up to where the sound came from. Staring down on him with worry etched on his face was the man he had just seen in his vision a few moments ago. Guys. Okay. Noya screamed in surprise. He jumped away from the man, pointed an accusing finger at him, and shouted, Japanese Jesus, before running away. Oh my god, guys. That was cute and funny. Okay. I think we're almost done, guys. But, there's another line. I guess another page break. Asahi was frozen in place. He could almost feel his soul leaving his body. Noya's reaction definitely scared him. How could he move so much and so fast? The corner of his lips twitched in irritation as snickers filled the room. He kind of blamed himself for even expecting that things would go normally if he spoke to the Nishinoya. Japanese Jesus, he said. For some reason... Oh man, I'm almost done. Should we just wait for it to pass? Okay, it passed. Okay, he kind of blamed himself for even expecting that things would go normally if he spoke to the Nishinoya. Japanese Jesus, he said. For some reason, Asahi felt a twinge of disappointment. Of course, why would he even think that Nishinoya might be different? That he might not judge him based on his appearance? Asahi sighed in defeat. And that's the end of this little short story. Okay, welcome back from our lovely ad. I decided to stick around with Haikyuu, I guess. It's not really Halloween-ish. More of like little humor funness that I wanted to do to kind of bring back everybody who has listened to this podcast and something people will probably listen to. But you guys can let me know any recommendations, any kind of genres you guys want to hear, and I can definitely look for it and like make an episode of it, or like you'll see hear my reaction since you technically can't see me. But Yeah, so I decided to do another short haiku one. This one is 2,000 words, so 2K. It should go a little longer than our previous episode, but I mean, our previous story, correction, not episode, because episodes are long. So, gonna introduce the story. This one is called Haiku Drabbles by Whale Fox. It says it's T, and it's in English, general, so it's 2K, I guess it has like 4 chapters. And this one is, wow, this one is from a while ago. I guess it said June 27th, 2014, and I guess it was last updated July 26th, 2014. So this one's pretty out there, pretty old. It still is fine. Like, I decided to just read a little bit, or like just look at the comments, and people are like, oh my god, I love this, please do more. So yeah, it says, some quick drabbles I did for a Tumblr contest. There will be more. All of them are based on props. Most of them are pure gold. There's a good chance every character will pop up here or there. Haiku Drabbles, Chapter 1. Disclaimer, I do not own Haiku. Furudate Haruichi does. Same thing for me, I don't own any of these stories. I am just sharing them with you. Author's notes. I'll be out of town for a little, so I won't be able to write for a bit. So I did some drabbles for a contest on Tumblr and decided I'd share them with you guys to enjoy until I can get back to my other stories. I guess this is the first short one. It says titled Kageyama versus the ATM. Damn it! Why won't you give me what I want? Kageyama had been banging at the ATM on the ATM for a good half hour now. All he wanted was that extra 150 to have enough for his meat bun. Why wouldn't it give it to him? He entered his PIN number again and entered in 1.50. He waited for a second before the machine once again spewed out at him, "Sorry, invalid amount. Please enter a valid withdrawal amount." Dumbass ATM. You're just jealous you can't play volleyball like me. Stupid dumbass. Unfortunately for him, his yelling at an ATM seemed to have drawn a crowd, much to his obliviousness, until he heard a very familiar smug chuckle. He whipped his head around and turned bright red when he saw the large crowd that had gathered, and then he saw the source of the smug laughter. "What do you want, Tsukishima?" "Well, like all of these other people in line, to withdraw some money. It's nice to see that your stupidity doesn't limit itself to the classroom. Just take out the 20 and get out of everyone's way." "Shut up, dumbass. I only need 150. Why would I get out more than I need?" Tsukishima sighed. "Maybe you take out the 20 and then you have extra money, so you don't need to come back here every day and make a scene." Kageyama looked at Tsukishima and then at the ATM, mouth opening up in awe. "You honestly didn't think of that?" "Shut up." I can totally see that this is something Kageyama wouldn't know how to do. But it was cute and funny. Okay, I guess this is the next prop. And there's another disclaimer. I do not own Haiku, Furudate Haruichi does. This one is called Yachi in the Sky. Oh, we get Yachi-chan in this one. Yachi-chan and Yachi-san? Yachi-san in here. "Hey, Lev-san." Lev looked over at the energetic orange head. "What is it?" Hinata slouched down and looked to his left and right, then threw a quick glance over his shoulder to make sure the coast was clear before running up to Lev and pulling on his shirt to let him know to bend down so he could whisper.
"You know our new manager?"
Lev nodded. "Yachi-san, right? What about her?" Hinata threw one more cautious glance around the gym before whispering to Lev.
"She was telling her friends the other day that she wished she could be as tall as them. So I was wondering if you could."
What? Why did Lev agree to this? The Karasuno second years were scary enough, even when someone wasn't messing with the girls from their school. But Hinata did ask him for a favor. He snuck up behind Yachi-san. How she didn't notice him was a mystery to him. He leaned down and whispered into her ear.
"A little birdie told me you want to be tall."
Oh god. Okay, let me do that again. I cannot get into Len's points for this.
"A little birdie told me you want to be tall."
Everyone turned their head when they heard a loud scream in the gym. They all took in the odd sight of Lev running around the gym with Yachi riding on his shoulder. Her screams of terror quickly turned into ones of joy. She pointed Lev in the direction of Kageyama. "Can you pass it to me? I want to try spiking one. Please, Kageyama-kun?" Kageyama shrugged. "Just one, though." "Inoshita-senpai, could you toss to me, please?" Inoshita picked up the ball near him and threw it to Kageyama, who set the ball to the combo of Lev and Yachi. Yachi reared back and swung forward. Although she managed to spike the ball, she didn't realize how strong she had swung and that the trajectory of her follow-through would end up in Lev's face. Kageyama managed to catch Yachi. Lev, on the other hand, wasn't so lucky. He fell flat on his back. Everyone ran up to the two to make sure they were okay. When Yachi saw Lev on the ground, she broke out in tears. "Lev, son, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to kill you. Please be alive. Please don't die on us." Lev looked over at the crying girl and started laughing. "I just hit my butt. I'll be fine tomorrow." Yachi looked at the half-Russian and smiled and broke away from Kageyama and rushed to give him a hug. Oh, guys, this other little short was so adorable. Just being able to visualize Lev going up to Yachi and, like, carrying her and her striking and the whole thing is just very visually pleasing that you can imagine it and you can see it while, like, reading it. Okay, now we move on to the third story. Actually, I was interrupted earlier, so I took a little break. And then now it's been a few hours and family went out again, so I'm able to finish recording. But we are halfway there, guys. And let's just jump back in. And there's another author's note on here, and it says, "I do not own Haikyuu, Furudate Haruichi does." And there's another author's note. It says, "This is the one I chose to submit for the contest. Kageyama's weird day. What was wrong with him today? He couldn't get the image out of his head. He thought about it during all of practice. He thought about it during lunch. He even had trouble getting to bed last night because he couldn't stop thinking about it. He must be ill. He figured if he couldn't stop thinking about by practice time, he would ask his senpai if what was wrong with him was normal, or if he was dying. Kageyama, get your head in the game. What's wrong with you today?" Kageyama shook his head, trying to clear it. "I'm not sure." Daichi blinked. "What do you mean?" Kageyama put his hand to his chin and closed his eyes, trying to work up the courage to tell them what was wrong with him. After a few seconds, he sighed. He needed help so he could focus on what really matters, volleyball and food. "Well, for some reason yesterday and today, I have felt very hot. Not like a fever, but more of a I'm really hot, kind of hot. My mouth has been really dry no matter how much water I drink, and I think I'm gaining weight because my pants and my... No, they didn't need to know about that part. Are feeling a lot tighter. But the weird part is they only feel like that every once in a while. I wonder if I'm retaining water? The whole gym was quiet for a second before. Just, how completely stupid are you? Tsukishima, we're trying to be supportive. Suga yelled at the tall boy. But, Kageyama, Daichi put his hands on his Kohai's shoulder. Did anything out of the ordinary happen yesterday? Specifically, something with someone you found attractive? Kageyama tilted his head in confusion, trying to remember was Daichi talking about the image he couldn't get out of his head? Oh, okay, I guess that's, okay, I misunderstood. Kageyama tilted his head in confusion, trying to remember. Was Daichi-san talking about the image he couldn't get out of his head? Well, there was this first-year girl from class 1-3 who dropped her books and I helped her pick them up. Seriously, Captain, he cannot be that dense. Tsukishima, stop. You're not helping. And you too. Stop laughing. Tanaka and Nishinoya stopped laughing once Daichi yelled at them. Inoshita smacked them both on the back of the head for good measure. Hinata and Yamaguchi were managing to hold back their laughter by clasping both hands over their mouths. Sugawara walked over to Kageyama and patted his back. Was there anything special about this girl, Kageyama? Kageyama looked up and thought, not that I can think of, but I can't stop thinking about what I saw in her. Taichi continued holding his shoulders. And what did you see on her? Kageyama focused. Something was amiss here if all the other guys seemed to think this was obvious. When she stood up, her skirt went up a bit and I saw her underwear. Yachi's scream resounded through the gym, and despite his earlier reprimand to his kohai, Daichi burst out laughing, along with the rest of the team, even Kyoko. Kageyama blushed. What's so funny? Damn it. Hinata wiped the tear off his face. What color were they? Oh my god. Red, with little pink hearts on them. Why? The team couldn't hold in their laughter. This whole thing was absurd. Kageyama seeing a girl's panties, him not knowing why he couldn't stop thinking about him, him not knowing why his pants were getting tighter, the whole thing was just ridiculous. Daichi finally stopped laughing, or at least enough to form a sentence. Do you think she's cute, Kageyama? Who? The girl from yesterday. Kageyama thought about it for a bit. God. She was cute. I smelled really good, though. Wait, what? I guess he's saying that she smelled good? I don't know. Did she have big knockers? The Kyoko fan club was smacked by both Kyoko and Sugawara. I don't know. Yachi-chan, how big are yours? What the fuck? Oh my god, guys. Yamaguchi slapped his hand over Kageyama's mouth while blushing just as red as Yachi, who Hinata had to help from collapsing. Once Yamaguchi let go of his mouth, Kageyama continued. Guys, this is hard to read this next sentence. Okay. They were about twice the size of Yachi's. That's why I was asking. Kageyama. Oh my god. How dense can Kageyama get, guys? Okay. Kageyama walked into his house. "How is school today, son?" Kageyama walked into the kitchen where his dad was sitting. "Kinda strange. My team told me to ask you about the birds and the bees. And also why I like red female underwear." "What?" And that's it. This whole thing was, it's funny. It was gold, like it said. Wow, Kageyama. Didn't know what was going on. But I think we can just do this all in one shot, so we can just continue it as it is. Okay, so for the fourth and last one, I think, yeah, it's 4 out of 4. She put a disclaimer, they put a disclaimer saying, "Furudate onzit still." Of course. Author's notes. Based off another Imagine Haikyuu Kids. I loved Big Brother Akashi and I thought this was too adorable not to do. So if you guys... I think I covered another of their stories actually. Or like where the Haikyuu Kids are like small. In another episode. Don't remember which one, but you can look back through it. But it was really cute where the dreams... Who was dreaming? Somebody was dreaming that the rest of the teams were like babies and they were like taking care of them and stuff. So this one is Akashi again. Akashi's tea time. Yay! Keiji Onisan's home. A little girl around eight or nine dashed forward, tackling Akashi to the ground while she kept laughing in joy. "Hey, how is school today, Mika?" Akashi picked his little sister up as he got up off the ground. She huffed, inflating her cheeks. "It stunk. We started learning this thing called long division, and it's really hard." Akashi smiled at the little girl, whose dark hair was just as messy as his. He was very proud that she styled her hair after his, since, to put it in her own words, "If my hair can look like the smartest person in the world, it's going to." He wasn't looking forward to the time when he would have to deal with her getting a boyfriend. "Keiji Onisan, can we have tea time before I do my homework?" "Sure, I'll help you with it afterwards. I don't have that much." "Yay, tea time!" Now, Onisan, this is my newest doll, Princess Moon, so be nice to her, okay?" Akashi nodded as he stuck out his hand to shake the dolls. "Nice to meet you, Mrs. Princess Moon. I'm Akashi Keiji, Maki's older brother." He looked up from greeting the doll to see his sister looking at him incredulously. "What is it, Maki?" "Can I play with your hair?" Akashi nodded. "I always let you, don't I?" "Yay!" Maki ran over to her dresser as Akashi and Princess Moon continued to sip from their teacups. Akashi felt the first clip go in with a swift tug. "Keiji Onii-chan, you should grow your hair out so I can braid it. You look very pretty." "No, sorry, Maki, but I like my hair short. It's short. It's good for volleyball." He felt her put a ribbon in his hair. "But if you really want to braid some hair, why not Princess Moon? I bet she's dying to have her hair done by an expert like you." He heard Maki squeal in delight as she placed the final bobby pin in his hair. "You're all done. It's Princess Moon's turn now." Akashi continued sipping tea as his little sister brushed and braided her new doll's hair. When she was done, Maki took a look at the doll with a satisfied look on her face. She held the doll in front of Akashi. "Doesn't she have the most prettiest hair, Onii-chan?" Can you guys hear it? It's an airplane. So we have Akashi coming home from school and then playing with his younger sister. Now, I haven't read that far in the manga, so I don't know if this is canon or not. But it's fan fiction, so yeah. So they're playing. Okay, and she held the doll in front of Akashi. Doesn't she have the most prettiest hair, Oni-chan? Akashi looked at his sister, and in the most stoic voice he could have answered, I thought mine was prettiest. The next day, during the middle of homeroom, a phone went off. Nakita-kunaru yona moonlight, denwa mo dekinai midnight, datte junjo doshiyo, hato wa magenkyo. The entire class laughed as Akashi pulled his phone out to silence his finger. He was about to put his phone up when he saw his little sister had texted him. I'm so sorry, you do have the most prettiest hair. The class had no idea why Akashi was smiling so proudly the rest of the day. It creeped them out. Oh, that was so cute, guys. And then I realized that they did a little homage to Sailor Moon, and I love Sailor Moon. So that was a cute little surprise for me in there, actually. But yes, that's it for this, for the rest of this story, and I guess this episode. Don't know if there's a lot much to talk about. Oh, I guess maybe updates about me, just some short updates before the episode is over. I am still on Instagram and Facebook at my OTP pod. Yes, and you can find it on both. My poster, that's where I usually update everyone from, updates on the episodes, and then I'll usually share it on, my own Instagram to kind of, remind my friends that another episode is up. But I do have TikTok. That's where I spend most of my free time, just scrolling as one does. I swear, it can be really addicting sometimes. Other than that, I do post little things. I am still doing the anime face mask. Please message me on my OTP pod Instagram or Facebook to find out more information. I still have plenty. They are double layered. They cover the nose and the bottom really well. And it has a little pocket for filters. If anybody is interested, please just check it out. DM me. Be more than happy to share the videos, or at least give my videos a few more views so it could get more traction. I don't know. But you get the whole shebang. But thank you once again to those who have stuck around. I can't believe that it's been a year. Right? No, it's been more than a year. Am I going on the second? Oh, but I did it 2019. Oh my god. I'm going for 2 years. Well, anyways, yes, that's it. Good night, good morning, depending on where you are in the world, and thank you for listening to It's My OTP podcast, hosted by me, Olga. Happy Halloween.